We are having one fun day here in Thief River Falls. It's fun and it's informational because over 30 community organizations are here at the Engelstad Arena in Thief River Falls this afternoon, answering questions, offering sign-up opportunities for summer activities, and they're here to meet and greet you. The event is open to the public. The doors are open. Well, they're open now, but the event officially starts at 4:30 and it goes until 6. And then after that, at 6 o'clock, they're showing a free movie here for families called Incredibles 2 on the big screen. And every 10 years, the U.S. Constitution mandates that every person in the United States be counted. And that means that a census worker will be knocking on your door or trying to get a hold of you in some way in 2020, which is next year already, which seems kind of odd that it's already 2020. In Thief River Falls, the 2020 Complete Count Committee is working to get ready for the count. And joining me here are Angie Phillip. She is the City of Thief River Falls Finance Director, and Joanne Olson is the IT Specialist for the City of Thief River Falls. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for joining us. Let's just start with your introductions and just your history with the city and with the census. And Joanne, I'll start with you.
Okay, I'm Joanne Olson. I'm the IT Specialist for the city. I've been with the city for a year and a half. Shortly after I started, I was also nominated to be the liaison for the 2020 census. So I have been going to meetings that we have had with the census, and we just recently started forming our Complete Count Committee, which was prior to the April 1st, the 1 year prior to the census starting. So,
mm-hmm. And Angie?
Angie Phillip. I've been with the City of Thief River Falls for almost exactly 5 years now. Been the finance director, and recently been the interim city administrator and going forward with that. And that's when I got part of the census, and with being the interim administrator, being part of that Complete Count Committee and trying to get anybody and everybody who's willing to help with that involved.
Well, this has got to be a huge undertaking, and the planning has already started, and I imagine you were working on it a while back already,
right,
too.
Right, yep. Many months ago, several meetings.
So what does the City of Thief River Falls have to do to prepare for the U.S. Census?
So like with the Complete Count Committee, it's a volunteer committee made up of community leaders in several different areas of the community, in government agencies, minorities, education, business, religious community, the radio, any of the media.
Mm-hmm.
And what this is going to do is we'll decide on how the city will go forward, how we're going to regard doing the census going forward. We'll do outreach events, direct mailings, media through social, radio, and just get the word out that we want you counted.
So who are the people that are actually involved in the count, starting with the census workers that are out there door-to-door, right on up through the state level and the federal level? How does it sort of progress through the funnel as we're counting people?
Right now it's actually really the federal and the state workers that are primarily in our local government. And then there will be getting hired like 100-plus census workers for the Thief River Falls area.
100-plus? Just
yes.
For Thief River, okay.
Yes.
And you said that those are good-paying jobs.
Yes, they start at $14 an hour.
Mm-hmm.
They're home-based. They will provide training, mileage, and your hours are very flexible. You can work as little as 5 hours a week if you just want to save for a vacation. You can work more hours. That's totally up to you. As you fill out the application, you can decide how many hours you can contribute into working for the census.
We were talking before we went on the air, you are the IT specialist for the city. If a person doesn't necessarily want someone to knock on their door, there are technological ways that you can take care of the census yourself, right?
Correct. There will be getting postcards started out at probably around February or March of next year. And you can apply online. You can do it on your cell phone. You can actually call in, and there will be many languages available, and you can actually do your census right from the telephone. The easiest will actually be just to do it online or do it on your cell phone. And If you fill it out, you won't receive the census form in the mail even, a little less than a census worker.
So the postcard starts first, and then from there there'll be instructions on the postcard for how you can do it online or on your phone.
Correct.
Is this the first year that the census has been available to do those ways, on the phone and online?
Yes, I believe so.
Is it? I read that the first census was in 1790, so things have changed a little bit since then. What can people do if they'd like to get involved with the census as far as being a worker?
We are looking for members for our Complete Count Committee, which is volunteer, but we will be doing community events such as today, like at our expo, but we will also like the parades at the fair. We're hoping to do other community events just to get the word out. We really do want and need everybody counted, from the youngest to the oldest citizens. And there's also census jobs, as we spoke before, which are also very important that the government is hiring for. So,
and what are some of the questions?
It's actually very simple. There's only about 9 questions, and it's how many people are living in your house? And this applies even if you have people living in your house that aren't members of your family, because it is very important that everybody is accounted for. If you have any additional people staying in the house is the second question. The third is the house, apartment, or a mobile home. Fourth, what is your telephone number? Fifth, provide information for each person, which is the first name, middle initial, and last name. Number 6 is, what is the person's sex, male or female? 7 is, what is the person's age and what is the person's date of birth? Number 8 is the person of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? 9, what is the person's race? And that's all the questions, but all of your data is protected. It's not intended to harm anybody for any reason. It's all under Title 13.
Was there anything else we should know about the census as we get ready?
Our main goal is to make sure that we have an improved census participation rate. And that's why this year we're trying this Complete Count Committee and making sure that we get the word out that we want you counted. Mm-hmm. And that's our entire goal.
Is the committee already formed, or can people join the committee at this point?
People can join the committee. We've really only had one official meeting, and this is our first event.
Okay. So how do they contact you if they want to get involved?
They can call City Hall. They can call the administrator's office and talk to any one of us.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thanks for sharing the word with us here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Angie Phillip, the City of Thief River Falls Finance Director, and Joanne Olson, this IT specialist for the City of Thief River Falls. They're both part of the 2020 Complete Count Committee as we get ready for the U.S. Census. Again, over 30 organizations are here at the Engelstad Arena in Thief River Falls this afternoon, answering questions and offering some sign-up opportunities for summer activities. And coming up here on Pioneer 90.1 in about 20 minutes, we'll talk with Mark Borseth from the Public Works Department and talk about some projects that'll be happening around town this summer.